Following a congressional mandate, federal researchers are launching a PFAS exposure assessment in 8 communities across the country that are near military sites. That includes Berkeley County, home to the Shepherd Field Air National Guard Base. In 2016, the city of Martinsburg shut down its Big Springs water plant after EPA testing revealed PFAS in the water at unsafe levels. Groundwater was likely contaminated by PFAS-laden firefighting foam used at the nearby base. About 24 people attended an information session Wednesday evening, hosted by the Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry. Agency head Patrick Bricey told the crowd he needs their help.
We hope you all become ambassadors for what we're trying to do. And that if you talk about this amongst your neighbors, and if you hear of somebody who has a letter, encourage them to participate.
To be scientifically rigorous, the study needs 395 randomly selected participants from the Berkeley County area. Letters inviting people to participate were sent out last week. Participation involves giving a urine and blood sample, as well as answering a short questionnaire about the ways participants may have been exposed to the Teflon chemicals. The researchers will also collect tap water and indoor dust samples at some homes. Brad Goodwin is coordinating the exposure assessment. He says the goal of the study is to learn more about how much PFAS residents have in their bodies and where it could have come from.
So we'll be able to look at the concentrations of PFAS in people's blood here in Berkeley County and see how those compare to people that didn't get exposed through drinking water and understand how much additional exposure there may have been.
Researchers will be in Berkeley County in late September. Rachel Rogers is an environmental health scientist and leads the agency's work on PFAS. She says the exposure assessment is the first step toward understanding more about how these chemicals might affect our health. Previous research, including from Parkersburg, has shown exposure to these chemicals at low levels is linked to some cancers and thyroid problems.
The goal of this exposure assessment is to understand how people have been exposed. We'll be doing that by measuring levels of PFAS in people's bodies, specifically in their blood and in their urine. We're not going to be asking questions about how those exposures may impact health. Those are important questions that we are looking to answer down the road. But this exposure assessment is just a first step in that direction.
Final results from all sites involved in the assessments are expected by late 2021.